The podcast The Castles Metro is part of the Luni Tourism Project and is realized by Istituto Valorizzazione Castelli of the province of Massa Carrara.
Nature, history and gastronomy itineraries in the Valli di Zeri. Heading up towards the Valli di Zeri, you reach the most beautiful terrace of the Lunigiana. From these mountains, ancient pastures for the shepherds who still inhabit these lands, the view sweeps from the snow-capped Alps to the islands of the Mediterranean. We are on the ridge that divides and unites Tuscany, Emilia and Liguria, and where Zeri, a scattered municipality, has always been a strategic place and transit point between the ancient Roman colonies of Luni and Velleia. Once crossed by the Via Regia or Salaria, an important road used for trade and the transport of goods until the 18th century, the territory of Zeri bears witness to the historical importance of communication routes in the formation of cultural and commercial ties between different regions. Here, history is intertwined with local traditions, historic architecture, and unspoiled nature. In a fast-paced world, these valleys are a refuge where the value of traditions, simplicity, and the beauty of rural life can be rediscovered, and where it is still possible to find young people rediscovering old crafts while preserving the culture of the places. This area is also a paradise for nature lovers and hikers, with trails that wind through forests, hills, and ancient hamlets, allowing you to discover breathtaking views and local wildlife. The community is welcoming and proud of its roots, and visitors can immerse themselves in an authentic reality also characterized by a gastronomic tradition recognized by various slow food procedures. The best way to get to know a territory is to walk through it. Here is an itinerary to discover the nature and flavors of the Zeri Valley, which can be done independently or accompanied by a local guide. In the valley of the Gordana Torrent, a sporty circular itinerary allows you to discover the main villages of the valley, surrounded by geological and biological diversity, and to taste the traditional local cuisine. Starting from the village of Patigno, a path leads to the top of Mount Greta, a small geological monument now covered by a thick pine forest, before descending through woods and pastures to the valley floor. After crossing the Moriccio stream, you reach the village of Castello, with its neat courtyards and stone walls. After a visit to the archaeological site of the ancient castle, the path continues and soon reaches Coloretta, a characteristic village at the foot of Monte Favà, with an interesting historical center called Queste. The itinerary continues along an old paved mule track that leads to the Gordana stream, where there is an old crumbling mill, and finally to the small village of Noce, the last inhabited stronghold before the stream plunges into the rocky gorges characteristic of its middle and lower reaches. Here, you will find the Mulino Marghen, a historic and imposing mill, now an agritourism, immersed in a splendid and pleasant rural landscape. The agriturismo and the farms keep alive ancient traditions linked to sheep farming and the cuisine of bygone days, acting as guardians of a time that can only be relived in these valleys.
The Luni Tourism Project is financed by the European Union through the European Agricultural Fund for Rural Development. Europe invests in rural areas. Measure 19.2 of GAL Lunigiana. The texts are by Sigeric, Community Cooperative. The actors are Marco Brinzi, Guglielmo Favilla, and Cecilia Casini. The music is by Max De Aloe. Graphics by Studio Arcs and post-production by Archivi della Resistenza, Circolo Edoardo Bassignani. All podcast contents are available at istitutovalorizzazionecastelli.it.